This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today with our study of rightly dividing the word of truth. And this is the closing study in which we'll have in this series. We pointed out to you that the Old Covenant was addressed to the Jew and not to any man now living today, that the Old Covenant was done away, nailed to the cross, that the thief on the cross was not a proper example of what to do to be saved because he lived and died under the law of Moses, and that law has been done away, that while Christ was on earth, he had power to forgive sins, and he often did so, but he did not do so according to the terms of the New Covenant, for that did not come into effect until the first day of Pentecost, following the resurrection of Christ, as that record is given in the second chapter of Acts. But beginning with that day of Pentecost, and as the record is given in that second chapter of Acts, and on through the book of Acts, we find everyone who is the recipient of gospel preaching hearing the same basic message, which indicates that the believer is not saved until he is baptized into Christ. Now, as a specific example of an action which occurred under the power or the authority of the Great Commission, I read to you from the 8th chapter of the book of Acts in regard to a man of Ethiopia who had been to Jerusalem to worship and now was returning home. But an angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, the same is desert. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was over all her treasure, who had come to Jerusalem to worship, and he was returning and sitting in his chariot, and was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except someone should guide me? And he besought Philip to come up and sit with him. And then we have in the scripture a notation of the passage from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 53, from which he was reading. And I go down now to verse 34. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other? And Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, preached unto him Jesus. Now note plainly that the only thing that Philip preached to this man was Jesus. But we see the significance of it as to how this man reacted to that preaching. And as they went on the way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch saith, Behold, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they both went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, for he went on his way rejoicing. Now note, Philip preached Jesus, and yet when they came to a certain water, the man to whom he had preached cried out, See, here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized? Is it not therefore as clear as it possibly could be, that when one properly preaches Jesus, when one really does preach Jesus, he not only preaches that Jesus is the Son of God, and that he died because of his love for man for the sins of the world, but that in order to be saved, man must obey him in being baptized. In other words, just as Jesus in the giving of the Great Commission said, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. We see that Philip here is faithful to that commission. One is not saved the moment he believes, but one must both believe and be baptized in order to be saved. And that's why this man, who had heard Jesus faithfully preached, was anxious to be baptized, because he understood, just as Peter told the believers on the day of Pentecost, that they had to repent and be baptized under remission of sins. This man, under the faithful preaching of Philip, realized that he was yet lost, that he was not a child of God, he was yet a child of the devil, until he obeyed the Lord Jesus Christ in being baptized for the remission of his sins. I do hope that you have jotted down all of these passages we've used in studying how to rightly divide the Bible, and that you will read and study them for yourself to see what the Bible really does teach.